There you go. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. I'm here for you. Shh. No, don't panic. It's okay. No. No. It's perfectly natural for your stuffed animals to start talking. Well, because, silly, we've always been alive. Well, okay, maybe not alive to this extent, but through your love, I've come to life even more than usual, it seems. But that's perfectly fine. I've been with you since you're 6, so this is wonderful. We can talk and talk and talk and talk and... Oh, this is amazing. I love you so very much. I can't wait to tell you about everything I've always wanted to. Creepy. Well, I suppose. I mean, it's not every day non-humans talk to you, but then you've had toys that talk. You pull their string and they say things, or you push a button. That's not creepy, is it? But I'm actually responding to you. And I can actually show my love. That's okay, though. We'll figure it out. And while we figure it out, I know that you've had a very rough time of it with your college work and with your other work. You're burning your candle at both ends, I think is the saying. You really need to take some time to yourself. You're overstressed, overburdened, and you need a vacation. All those exams and the people at work not appreciating you for who you are. You're my darling dearest, after all. And I can't have them taking advantage of you like that. It's just not right. You're so much more than what they give you credit for. You're my darling dearest. What does that even mean? Oh, my darling dearest. You are my world. You are my everything. I mean, technically, my world is another dimension, and we'll get to that later, but when I say you are my world in this context, you consume my thoughts. You are everything in my mind. You are everything to me. My world is filled with nothing but you, my dearest, darling dearest. Do you understand now? We've been together since my first memories of waking up. My first memories of consciousness in this form, at least, were in your arms, tender and loving. Every tear that you've shed, every confession that you've made, every heartbreak, every night that you've had a nightmare, I've been here for you. You may not know it, but I have been here for you more than anyone else in this world. And I will continue being here for you. We just need to... how to put it? Make a few minor adjustments. Don't worry. Nothing major. We're just going to go to my world, where I originally came from. And we're going to replace that terribly inconvenient body of yours with one more like mine. Don't worry, my darling dearest. Everything will be perfectly fine. You'll see. I'll just open a portal right under us and we'll be off. And here we are. It's been a while since I've been in Land of Plushies. It seems my old lab is now open air. That's fine, though. I didn't exactly leave anyone to take care of the place, and my assistant was moved to your world far before me. I do hope all of the things I need are still intact, though. Now, no panicking, my darling dearest. Everything I do is for you, so that we can be together forever in plushness. Keep that in mind, okay? My wonderful darling dearest. Now, what kind of body should we give you? Oh, yes. Wonderful velveteen. That, I think, would suit you best. There will be no running, my darling dearest. Besides, where would you go? Who would help you? Everyone here is just like me. They've either fallen in love with and kidnapped their own, or they're hoping to do the same. So you'll get no help from anyone. And the only way back to your world is with the magic of myself or another user from this world. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. Velveteen body. I think that this teddy bear model, with some slight modifications, should do you wonderfully, my dearest darling. Don't you? Now, let's get assembling. We'll take the base model here. All the stuffing's already inside of it. Don't worry. And I'll take this teddy bear core and we'll just stuff it right here in the heart. Ah, there we go. Now, I know there's no face on it, so we'll have to fix that now, won't we? We'll have to make it look just like you, my dearest darling. You have wonderful, amazing, deep, and beautiful eyes. So we'll have to pick out something appropriate now, won't we? I have a wonderful line. Oh, and it seems some of them are missing. Oh. That's okay. We can make do. This one. This polished garnet. I think this one would do well for your left eye. I'll just hold it up. Oh, yes. That looks like it captures your essence wonderfully. I'll just sew it into place right now. Oh, yes. There. It's starting to look just like you, my dear. My precious, dearest darling. Soon, you'll be a teddy bear just like me. Isn't that wonderful and amazing? Aren't you glad that you're here? Kidnapped. Well, yes, I suppose you didn't have any choice in the matter, but... No. No, there's no going back. We've already begun. And... What's done is done. We must move forward. There's no regrets now, my dearest darling. Now, for your right eye. I have this other garnet over here. It doesn't quite match. But, if I hold it up just like this. The pupil in it is carved a little differently, but I think it's quite delectable, don't you? Just like you. So I think, without further ado, I will sew that in place of your right eye on your new body. There, and a few stitches, and we're all ready. Now what's next? You need a nose, don't you? I have to be able to poop you after all. There's only a few noses left. Such a shame and a pity. I was hoping for the perfect nose for my dearest darling. After all, you are perfect after all. But I think that with a little work, we can make one or two of these perfect for you. After all, perfection is the recreation of the imperfect into the absolutely perfect. Let's take this one, for instance. It's a hard plastic, commonly used in manufacturing. And Delrin, I think? It's a little rough, and not normally pleasing to the eyes, but if we give it a little polish... Yes. There we go. Doesn't that look better? Yes. And then we'll just pop it on to your new little snoot. And you'll look marvelous as a teddy bear, my dear starling. Boop. Ah, oh, it's perfect for pooping, just as I thought. And now, we'll take some heavy-duty thread, and we'll stitch a smile onto you. There. One stitch, two stitch, three stitch, four stitch, five stitch, six stitch. Oh, goodness. Cute little smile on my dear starling's new body. I think that should do it. We'll just test out all the limbs here. Yep, all of the rest of the stitching is perfectly and still intact. We'll just sew up this part and hook up the core inside the heart here. And I'll pour my love into it. And, oh, stay still, my dear starling. We're almost done. Soon, you'll be a plushie just like me. And we'll be able to spend forever together. Isn't that wonderful, my dear Starling? Oh, such a shame. Well, I suppose that it is an option that you could go off and find an owner like I did someday, and you could fall in love with them, and there's a possibility that you could become a beloved teddy bear like I was, or there's a possibility that you could be thrown away and no longer be loved like so many others. That one is far more common. Honestly, my dear starling, your safest bet is to just stay with me here in this world of teddy bears. Now, hold still. You probably won't feel anything. And soon you'll be with me forever as a teddy bear. One teddy bear, two teddy bear, three teddy bear, four teddy bear. March with me, teddy bear, march with me. Out they go, teddy bears, onward, teddy bears, one, two, three, four, onward, teddy bears, so many. Marching forward, teddy bears. Onward into the dawn, teddy bears, teddy bears.